The following podcast has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
This is Big Papa Pump. You're listening to Perched on the Top Rope.
Welcome, everyone, to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former Dirt Sheet writer from Ringside News, Spartakita, Daily DDT, and more. I am Lee Walker, and today's show might be a bad take, but I don't think it is. See, if you haven't attended a Fanatics Fan Fest, like in New York City, these things are hectic. Schedules are tight, wrestlers and talents and athletes are late, and often leave early. So, with that being said, just how fair is the Fanatics Fan Fest refund policy? I'm going to dig deep into that, but first I'm going to tell you my personal story. So, I had tickets for Fanatics Fan Fest in New York City for this year. It was June 23rd. I was there to meet Rey Mysterio, and I was there to meet CM Punk. I did autographs, and only autographs, because I needed those two for my Series 1 WWE Elites, as they are first in the series, and they are the last two that I needed. Well, I was able to get Rey Mysterio. However, while at the event, CM Punk had gotten up early, and an employee, whether it was Leap/Epic, that run the autographs and photographs, the employee had said, CM Punk is done, pointed over to the ticket table to get refunds. Now, at this table, they did not offer refunds. They do not offer refunds. The most you could get was to meet somebody else or a link to apply for a refund, because they don't give out refunds. So right away, me realizing that my Series 1 CM Punk is not going to get signed by CM Punk, I brought an item specifically for that person. I don't want to meet anybody else. Now, if you go to the website, it says that their refund policy, refunds ended 2 weeks before the event even began. 2 weeks before it even began. So if your grandmother died within that 2 weeks, oh well, no refund. So while at the event June 23rd, I myself applied for said refund while I was there, explained the situation, you know, even said, your employees told us to come over to this table, then other employees that work for you gave us this link. That's why I'm here. So it took a few days, and ultimately I'm told because of the refund policy, there are no refunds. Sorry. Well, for me, that was the wrong answer. So I actually sent them my QR code and said, look, it's unscanned. You can see for yourself, I did not get my autograph. I did not get my autograph. Furthermore, your employee said to go get this refund, and here I am. So, Leap/Epic denies the refund a second time. So now, at this point, I'm a little frustrated. You know, I applied for it the day of the event. I made sure I specified, I'm here. CM Punk got up, and your employees told us to, this is what we need to do. So, you can tell in the emails through Leap/Epic, they are AI-generated people that you're dealing with, because it's just a very generic message. And Leap and Epic is no slouch, because they do a wide variety of Comic Cons, anime-related stuff. Just so much. New York City Comic Con, Leaky Con, the Washington DC Auto Show, New York City Comic Con. They do Anime NYC. They do Awesome Con. They do PAX. They do the Fan Expo HQ, like Philly Fan Expo that I was even at. They do the Star Wars Celebration. They do the Anime Expo. They do Chicago Comic Con Expo. They do FitCon. They do the Super Pet Expo. They do a lot. They do the Emerald City Comic Con, Dragon Con. There's just so many that Leap handles that it is absolutely insane, and they handle the Fanatics Fan Fest. So, with that being said, Leap / Epic would not help me out. Fine. So I start tweeting at the Fanatics support Twitter account, and that kind of ultimately got me nowhere too. I was talking to generic messages, AI kind of stuff, just very generic, and ultimately they said, well, we only work with them. They're the ones that handle the money for the meet and greets and the autographs, so you got to go to them. After I had explained to them that they've denied me multiple times, they basically said, well, we wish we can help you more. And I know I'm going to get a lot of comments saying, well, I went in 2024. Yeah, and in 20...
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
24, they were given refunds at the table. Apparently, they must have gave out way too many refunds, because in 2025, they don't give a rat's ass about the customers. They don't care that you paid your hard-earned money, because trust me, that hard-earned money, I used that comment about 6 or 7 times, and it got ignored every time I brought it up. So, I'm telling y'all this so that if you attend a Fanatics Fan Fest or anything that is Leap / Epic, pay attention to the refund policy. Pay attention, because things don't always go right at these events. Nothing is ever on time. And trust me, if your talent leaves early, this company is not going to help you. So I have been left with nothing but resorting to going to my credit card to claim this as fraud, because I paid for something and I did not receive what I paid for. Leap and Epic don't care. Fanatics doesn't care. These companies want you to spend your money with them. But they don't care if you lose money by not being able to meet the talent that you paid for. Because if they cared, you'd be able to get a refund. And especially one when the refund policy doesn't end 2 weeks before the event even begins. And to clarify, the autograph for CM Punk plus JSA, the autograph came out to $211 plus the $17 for JSA. So $223, and this company is saying, oh well? I don't think that's an oh well thing to do. Now, if you want my honest opinion, Leap / Epic, Fanatics work with WWE. Well, in my opinion, WWE's been pretty crappy lately, especially if you watch that shit show that was Saturday night main event. Yeah, you know the show. Goldberg's retirement match that got cut early because Bret Hart was in the production and cut it twice. That show. And by the way, WWE trying to, I'm sorry, EC3, control the narrative of social media, as this past weekend we had AEW All in Texas. And what a fucking show that was. That was truly amazing. A little long, but it was still amazing. Now, WWE tried to control the narrative of social media by running shows all around it so that
people on social media, whether it's social media influencers, whether it's Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful, or any other dirt sheet writer out there, they wanted all eyes on WWE. So, on Friday, you had Friday Night SmackDown, and then you also had a AAA event. AAA is owned by WWE. On Saturday, you had All In starting at 3 p.m., and it's just a coincidence that NXT's Great American Bash started at 3 p.m. on Saturday also. But wait, there's more. We had the shit show that was the worst Saturday night main event I have probably ever watched in my entire life. On Saturday night. And then on Sunday, you had WWE Evolution, which, by the way, that show blew anything else out of the water that WWE did that weekend. And I do gotta say that it is a shame that WWE did that to AEW. And fans, don't forget, TNA Slammiversary is this weekend as well. And they've added extra tickets to what was already a sold-out show. Good for them. Amazing. I love to see that. Now, I will be doing that prediction show on Thursday. There are more interviews coming, fans, so be ready. Now, I just want to rehash this, that if you attend a Fanatics Fan Fest, make sure you check the refund policy, because it ends 2 weeks before the event, and they will not, I repeat, they will not refund you after that 2 weeks. So even if you're at the event and something happens where you don't meet somebody that you wanted to meet, they are not going to refund you. You are going to have to dispute it with your credit card. So just be aware of that. Fanatics, Epic, Leap, a company that works with WWE, is clearly not for the people. And I mean, we kind of know this anyway, because WWE is seemingly pricing fans out of even attending shows with higher ticket prices, as they constantly keep saying that each show, the ticket sales are up, the ticket sales are up, the price, you know, the ticket sales are up. Ticket sales are up because prices are up, so thus you can brag about it. You can brag about how much a show brought in, even if there's less fans that have attended before. But you can brag about how much money was brought in. It's a shame. The WWE you once knew, fans, is no longer. And the TKO WWE, well, it's a money-hungry business. And remember, fans, spoiler freeze, the way to be. I'm out.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.